these nekudas which you want to have, exploring and are walking around. That's not always like this, because once in a while you are making up new nekudas. You come into a new field, and even there you have to have a possibility to be in charge of your machshove. You are in charge. That's the point. You have to be in charge of your machshove. The shlita sa machshove means that this thing doesn't go away by itself. You are in charge. Good. So that's what we want to think today. So what shall we do? I want to think something, and I will not have a clarity in Rosh what will be. And even though I have to be the one which is shaylet on this thing, it doesn't go by itself, but there has to be new things. How can it be shaylet on a thing which you don't know what will be? Yeah? What does that mean? Because normally you are driven away. That's right? So no, it's not like this. The point is, you have to learn, that's a question of Islam, this. You have to learn that with your work, when you are working on your machshavas, you have to learn that you are trying to feel out or to turn this topic in front of you, and then you go to this side, you go to that side, the way we said before, and then you think about one side, and then you go one step further. You let this association come in. But what you do immediately, you think, how is this connected to the former point? How does this connection work? Why is this point connected? Where is it connected? What is it connected? You are connecting back. You are thinking further on and connecting back. You're thinking further on and you connect back. That's what you do. Then your head is in charge. I'll give a dugma. But that is the tenua. That is the tenua in the machshava. You have to learn. Then you can make up new things. You can see new things. You can understand new tzodim which you never thought before. But it's not a hefka, because I don't know what you do. When you think about the chiddush, what do? You have a kasha, let's say now a kasha. You have a kasha and you want to have a teretz. What do you do? What do you do? You think. What does it mean? You think. What does it mean? You are thinking. And then what? You wait for Einfall. What does it mean you get a kivun? What does it mean? Where does that come from? How do you do that? What do you do when you think? That is the point. What do you do? I know people which say think very thoroughly, and I mean, once in a while that's also happening. You know, you think you put your metzach into, you know, the real position, and yourself in the real position, and everything in the real position, and then boom, comes the Einfall. I don't want Kishon, I don't want Einfall, I want the thought process. I want to be shoylet on my machshove. I don't want Einfallim. I want to be shoylet on my machshove. How are you shoylet on your machshove? The point is that you are seeing one step further, a small one, but immediately you are exploring how that comes from the former machshove. And then you see that the former machshove is not really leading to that. That's taking you off track. You leave that and go further on and try to find another side. That's what you do. You are always in charge. You're always there. This is very much a interesting endeavor. It's really fascinating because you see new things and the topic is broadening. You're broadening the topic. And through your thought process, you see that this topic is much bigger and broader than you thought. But that's what you will learn through this thought process. You see that this is the binyan of ruchnius which is in you. We'll have it. That's the binyan. You are beginning to build a ruchnius. Not only to explore the way it was beforehand. Beforehand it was like more to explore. You have a ready-made world in front of you. Da lifne mi ato oimet, you know. And then da lifne, the way we said. So that's like I explore what's there. But now I want to build. I want to build a binyan. But you build a binyan, you need to go further. But you need to go further from a side which you do not know from Miroish. That's the way you want to go. But even though you are going into a certain, you're exploring that topic from a certain side which you beforehand you didn't know that's what you were going to do. So how can you be in charge? How can you be that you are exploring that in a way that you are shoylet, that you're not taken away from your machshove? How do you do that? That is this. You go and you connect back. I gave you a dugma. I was sitting this week, beginning of the week, I was sitting, I had to go to meet someone, and he wanted to meet in a hotel in Tel Aviv, in a lobby in a hotel in Tel Aviv. Okay? So I was there early a little bit. So I had to wait. So it is winter. So in the winter, you can't go to the beach. Yeah? Summer is not so blood, so winter you can't go. So I went to the winter to the beach. I was sitting there, and I waited for him. I waited till he calls me, you know? So I was looking around a little bit. And then I saw one of those birds, the white ones, you know? How do you call that? These? You know, so how it is, yes? Eine Möwe, you call that in German. So I saw how that bird is playing with the air, you know? As it takes the air and goes up, and then vroom, and then takes the air and goes up and comes back. And that's the way I saw that bird going in front of me, up and down. And I thought, okay, let's think about that one. Let's think about that. I told you, you don't have to think about the Gemara. Not the point to think about the Gemara. I want to think about this bird flying. What is the point I want to think? No, I don't want to think aerodynamic. That's not so interesting for me, you know. I didn't learn this the job, you know. I don't know how these wings are taking advantage of the air, so that you could learn that, but it is not the way I look at it. I looked at it with myself. I thought, I also want to be a bird like this. Huh? Very silly thought, but that's what I thought. Now, I won't be such a good bird, because I have a fear of hate. So when I would be a bird, it would be a very poor bird. I would only fly 2 meters above the ground, because higher up, I would be afraid. So that's not a good idea. But even though, what now? I want to be a bird. Yeah, but what does that mean, that I want to be a bird? So I go backwards. What does that mean? What does it mean? What's meitos? Ah, I want to be free. Yeah, but what's meitos? I want to be free. I don't want to be free. I'm in charge of this machshava. I want to be free. For sure, when you go further up, then you are, I want to be free. I don't want to be everywhere. I'm everywhere. Watch, you are off, you know. You're somewhere between Boulder and the place Caribbean, you know, or both places at once, you know. Going making ski and diving for the reefs, you know. That's what you do. That's Gornish. That's Dimionis, huh? And I want to be free. So what does it mean? Why? I want to be free. What does it mean for me? Ah, I want to be free. That means that I want to move freely around within my ruchnistic world, let's say. I have a freedom in that. Ah, very interesting. That's what I want. Yeah, but you know, now I go back to the bird. Now I go back to the bird and I think, that's what I thought. I think, he needs the air. Ah, where is the air by me? Now this is the next thought, I connect it back. Yeah? Where is the air by me? What does it mean? I also need air to fly. Where is the air in my reality? Where do I have it? Those are my keuches. Yeah? Or those are my keuches hanefesh, which give me the drive to go freely. Uh-huh. But they could take me away. Uh-huh. But what does it mean take away? What does it mean to use them? So I went from... That's the way I thought the whole time, and I connected this the whole time. I went like this. Vroom, vroom. Run, 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 run. I didn't go like this. Rich, then I go off. You see, I go off. Then I go off. Watch! I can't go off to anywhere. To be a bird and free, like our forefathers, you know, the way you say in Switzerland, you know. And the wilderness and the white prairie, you know, and then blah, 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 blah. And then you have this whole blah, blah, which everyone makes that, you know. I don't want that. No, that's not called thought. That's called immunis. And I want to have a thought. But the thought works like this. Shum, drum, drum, drum. You go, oh, it's come back. And then, and once in a while, you see you're going the wrong direction. You're going not 100% right direction. So then, you change the direction. Yeah? But you are always in charge. This will enable you to create new thoughts. But you create them. And you create them through that you're always there. This is so interesting, and it's so taking a person. You could do that for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, when you're used to. Yeah? But it's a little bit different, or a little bit more difficult, than last week. Because last week was more exploring. Like when you have a ready-made tour guide, Over here, you have no tour guide. You will create your own tour. That's difficult. That's more difficult. But you have to create that. You have to get used to that, that your head is able to create new insights in anything in a way which is consistently growing. Consistently, not dimyonishly growing. Consistently growing. So you need, of course you need some dimyon. That's the point. It's not, this is not a chemical thing that you are chemically free from any wrong thought. No, you can't do that. Because there are wrong things coming up. But it's doime to a tiyul, you know? It's always, for me, a big riddle. Why people, they go to, they have to, there are people who want to go to the Amazonas, yeah? Or they want to go to Nepal. Today I had someone who was in, Thailand, you know? Ganz geschmack, you know, you see the rainforest, you go there, you explore that. Why does he go there? I want to see new things. You have it within you. I have within my own personality all the snakes and all the poisonous spiders. They are all there. Because when I think, that comes up, you know. You think, you think, you think, you think. I go back, you know. Now it's not a good thought now. I'm the wrong way. I have to take another tour, you know. So I go another tour. I go another tour. And there, it goes further on. Ganz geschmack. And I think that's the real way to go. And then, comes a tiger and wants to take you. You go back. It's exactly the same exciting thing as you go to a tiul in the forest, you know? Because that's where you are. You are in a way that you have to find your way. You have to find, you create your world, but you create your world in a way which is consistent. You build it up. You're not just exploring it, you build it up, but you build it up in a consistent way. That will teach you that over here, in your head, there is a reality there. This is a reality. I think a Talmud of the Gaon says, I think the biggest Talmud of the Gaon said that, yeah, was very dust, nicht Reb Chaim, das ist Rabbi Nachum Mendel. Yeah, so I think he says that the Seichel is the strongest koyach, or the moyach is the strongest ever in the, by the person, but only when you use it. But when you don't use it, it's the weakest. That's exactly by us. You know, we don't use this Eva. We don't use that. We don't use that in that way that we are in a consistent way thinking. Then we think over here, that's the weakest thing which is there. We'll have it. But it's the strongest Eva which you have. The strongest one. I myself always thought, I learned that a little bit, what I speak to you, I learned that a little bit from the Alter von Kelm. The Alter von Kelm had an unbelievable Koyach HaMachshove. Unbelievable. Like you couldn't believe. But the Alter was able to think the way I never saw a person an ability to think like this. Yeah? So I always thought when the Alter von Kelm would stand in front of the wall, he would be able to drill a hole in the wall with his thought. Because his thought was for sure stronger than the wall. The thought was for sure more reliable and stronger than beton, for sure. Yeah? So I don't know whether he was standing and there would be a hole there, this, I don't know. But it's like this. It's like that Kriya HaMachshava by the altar is 1,000 times stronger than any material you'll know in this world. Yeah? Unbendable. Just unbelievable. You have it too. But you never explored it. You think over here that's the most weak thing, you know, distractible and non-manageable and weak. Ashmate over here, there's a sponge is the most you have over here. People today over here, they have a sponge. They get in information. They don't think. They get in information. Whenever I can't say it in English, but in the English, but for sure I also say it. Whenever that's not right, we don't hold of it. But let's say whenever Darwin is right, there will be once a boy born with a hard disk from Oitzra Chochme just instead of his brain. You know, that's what will be natural development of Bnei Teira. Huh? Nachon. No thought altogether, knowledge bilvat. Huh? That's right. You don't use your brain altogether. I'm not so happy with that. No, he has it on his fingertips. No, was. Fingertips, was. Er darf keinen Tracht neuchen, you know? You have to be able to think. You know? But this ability to think, that's like gum. It's a question of knowledge. You know this, you know that, you know this, you know that. No, you have over here Ava, which has two netunim, and now you take these two netunim, you break the wall, you know? You break it through, and you can do it. But when you never explored it, you can't do it. You feel that's the weakest thing in the world. It's the strongest thing in the world, but only under the condition that you use it. Yeah? That's what we are working on. This Keiach HaMachshove, which is able to build an oilom of Kedusha, that's what we try to explore. So today, that's a little bit further off. That's one step further. Look, the last week's Vaad, that was a very good Vaad for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You can work with that last week for 3 weeks too. You don't have to change now. I only want to explore how things are developing further. There's an inner reason for that, because I have to go to America. Next week, I will be in the aeroplane. You know, Thursday midday, I'll be in the aeroplane, and then for 2 weeks, I'm gone. Okay, I go to the most leftist place in America, Berkeley, you know, down next to San Francisco. I'll come back with a left drill. You know, I will be turning to my left, Mistoma, yeah, or to the right, Falkel, I have to go there, okay? I have to go there, to other places, to speak to people. So I won't be next week. There won't be a bad. So it will be Tuesday. Whenever you want to come, Tuesday, next Tuesday will be a bad similar to a going further on than this one. Yeah. So when you want to come Tuesday, you can't. If I still make this one Tuesday, so when you want Tuesday, you can come, but it won't be. So I go further on now pretty quickly. I say the next step, but you can go with the last week for another week, for another 2 weeks, of course. But there is another step to go. There's a step of the strength of your head, that your head is really loaded. Yeah? And now comes the second half of it. This work which you do, this is a work. When you do it, when you will think in a concentrated way, the way I explore that you are going like this, you'll see it is a energy-consuming thing. You'll begin to understand that Reb Chaim put a towel around his head when he learned. And you always thought, that's like Spur, you also need a towel. Only you never were megaleh that you have a head. It was all thought, yeah? But when you would have a head, you need a towel. Yes, that's work. It's not forceful work. You don't force yourself, but you are working hard to more and more. And it's really interesting. And it's really fascinating, but it's a hard work. Yeah? You'll also see that your way of thinking will change a little bit, and you'll be more able to see things in a connection. This once in a while is not such a good idea when you hear other people. I tell you that out of Nisoyan. You hear other people and they say a shir, that's why you hear a shir, and the person which says a shir says chidushim, but he says chidushim in a way of compartments. You know, he said chidush, and then another chidush, and another chidush. And when I were personally, I had that. When I hear a chiddush, then I hear the chiddush, and the other one, then I make like this, and it goes further on, and then the next one, and then, patch, black hole. Because you see, that doesn't go. You hear the thing, and then you see, when you go backwards, and you go backwards, and you go backwards, then Peter, you see, that doesn't go. There's a hole in it. And then it depends on your personality. It's not so mumlats, but when I hear a shir like this, then my ears are popping out and my nostrils are getting wide and my stomach hurts, and then pwatch, I scream, and that's not so good. Yeah? Lo mumlats. Shouldn't do it. Yeah? But that happens when you think like this, because you think always what was said in the beginning. It goes over and over and over and over, and you're connecting over and you're connecting over, you're connecting over. That's the way your head works. And that's the way your head works. You are concentrated 100%. Yeah? You're 100% concentrated with that. And that's the way you hear, and you hear further on, and you hear further on, or you think further on. That's the way you will be gaining a new load in your head. Your head will be loaded. Yeah? Okay? And now comes the second half. The second half of that is called Kevod Rosh. You can't really do it without Kevod Rosh. Perhaps in the beginning, when you try to do it in the first stage, you need a calm time. You need to have a room where nothing bothers you. Because distraction Distraction is deadly for that, because then you can't go for it wrong. Yeah, you may not be distracted, but when you are more on a level, or you have to reach that, that you are able to do that in middle of Shuk Machane Yehuda. The best place to think in learning or to think in anything is Shuk Machane Yehuda. You'll see today why. But it's the best place. That's not the Melitza. That is the best place to do it. But in the beginning, it sounds like difficult. So you have to have perhaps a ruhige place. But the main point is Kevod Rosh. Kevod Rosh means Kipshutoi. Your head is loaded from something heavy and doesn't move. Yeah? Yeah? So it is, the head does not move. This is a difficult inyan by us. Because by us, all the Evarim, everything moves the whole time. That's not only by us. It was already by Rabbi Ruchem. He already complained about his own Talmidim that they are not able to keep that, that the head is not moving. You're not moving. This is a ma'ile bifnei atzmoi, that your head is not moving. Yeah? But when you only have a head which is not moving, that's a very bad idea, because then you have not a kevod rosh, then you have a shvere kop, yeah? So a shvere kop also goes through the street and goes like this, you know, and then you ask him, what do you think? And you think, I don't think anything. But that's very bad, you know? It's a very sad picture, you know? You have to think something. You have to be loaded. But those are two things which are connected. It's not the same thing. Don't go in a shallow way and say, aha, whenever you think about something, that is Kevod Rosh. No. Kevod Rosh is your head doesn't move. But it goes together with a loaded head. Goes together. But your head should move. Should not. Because it's taka, it's not necessary that your head should move. You know? Not necessary. But today, every single thing distracts you. Every single thing. You have the smallest noise, the small thing which goes around, miat. You know? Once in a while I see it, and I say the shir, and someone walks by. So I say the shir, and someone walks by, and all of these people, they're like this. מה זה כל כך מעניין? אף פעם לא ראית בן אדם הולך על שתיים? You never saw a person walking on two feet? You never saw that? You have really to look after that man? You know? What's so interesting? No, it's not interesting. It's poshut that it is automatically like this. Because your evorim are hefker gomur, you know? It's just everything. And you go through the street, everything you look after, everything you do, everything. So then you can't build up any loaded ruchnis, because then everything goes out, you know? It's just a hefker world, which everything goes out. No. It has to stay in. But it stays in only when the head doesn't move. But that goes together with a loaded head, because when the head doesn't move by itself only, that's a very sad picture. Yeah, it shouldn't be, because it has to go together with a loaded head. But it's not the same thing. Yeah, you have to be careful. It's not the same thing. Your body, your head does not move because of everything. That is the background from this Machane Yehuda. When you go through Machane Yehuda, you are able to work that Kevod Rosh, that you are not moving for everything, then Machane Yehuda is the best place, because it's taken not interesting whether the agvania costs 1 shekel or 5 shekels. You say, I don't buy it, yeah? And it's not interesting whether now they are selling mango or another fruit, you know? So you have all this rash going on in the shuk, but it's nothing noigea. So it's the best place to think. It's by far the best place to think, but it's taken not noigea anything. But in the beginning, that's difficult, because in the beginning, you will be distracted. And when you are distracted, then you can't really do it, because every distraction will take you away from this loaded head. That's what means a loaded head. Yeah? When you think, what means a loaded head? Perhaps you heard that once. You have to have a loaded head. So you think, you have to put in yediyas. But please, excuse me to tell you that, but a yediyah has no weight. A yediyah doesn't weigh. What is the loaded head? Was a yediyah? A yediyah at least can curve it. That doesn't weigh. A yediyah, a thought process is weighing. That means that's a thing you can't leave. That's a real, that's something which it has a kvedus, because you can't leave that, yeah? So that's the loaded head. You think, Yediyas Ha'alodin that no. When you think Kishreinus, Kishren is not doesn't have any weight. It has a negative weight. Yeah, Kishren has a negative weight because that it means Kishren means that you can look around and even though do whatever you want. You know that means that's a negative. Yeah. So no, we don't look for Kishren. We don't look for anything like this. We look for a loaded head. A loaded head is something you are in charge. You are in charge of your thought process. And you are doing that, and you are making that bigger. And that's the way you are beginning to create a world of Kedusha within you. You see? That's growing. Now that's growing. That is the Kevod Rosh, which goes together with this concentration we spoke. When you are in charge of your head, and you always think, I have this, how is that connected to that? I have this, how is that connected to that? How is it? And then I see, it's a wrong connection. Okay, let's go back. Let's go here. How is that connection? How is that connected? Go back here, perhaps again here, perhaps for also there's something there. You go and turn around in that topic you want. This topic is growing. You have new insights. You have new sides of the topic coming up, which are unexpected, but this creates a load in your head. And that has to go together with the Kevod Rosh. Because when you don't have a Kevod Rosh, this load will disappear. Immediately. That's Noyach La'abdon Kekleis Shuchis, yeah? You can lose it immediately. Yeah? Immediately. And this I see over and over again. That people, whenever they are, let's say, listening or thinking about something, but the slightest thing which goes by, just the eyes are moving, the head is moving, everything is moving, you know? Everything. That doesn't have to be like this. It does not. I saw it by the Mashgiach myself. I made that myself. And this is the Mashgiach. He said a vat for the Kohl at 6:30 by night. And that was in Sorotsky. Yeah. So the Beis HaMusa there had an iron door, which this iron door was you couldn't see through. Yeah. You couldn't know what's going on by the other side. And the iron door was opening inwards. Yeah. Okay, so at 6:30 there's a vat for the Kohel. So there was some reason that I thought I will be late. So I was running there to the Kohel at 6:30, and I wanted to go into the place with a big schwung, you know. So I opened the door, whoom, and the Mashgiach was standing behind the door with the back to the door. So he got that door into his back without warning, you know, just pach, got such a pow. What did he do? You know what did he do? Gurnished. He didn't move. He didn't look around. Gurnished. He was standing there. And then he went further on. Hulozas. Why not? So you think, oh, he didn't zaz because he thought that, aha, the door, you can't see through. So that guy which opened the door didn't mean to put it into my back. So when I would turn around, I would embarrass him. So I don't turn around in order not to embarrass him. When he would have to think all these things, he would turn around 10 times till he finished these thoughts. He did not think anything. You know what? The body does not move. You know? Not move. No, it does not move. Not move. No, it doesn't move. It doesn't move, Posh. It does not move. That's it. Zelozaz. Yeah? It's not because he thought anything. This is Kevod Rosh, yeah? I'm ashamed that I was scared of that. But that's what I saw. That was Kevod Rosh. The body simply does not move. It does not. No, it doesn't. We are, that's why us, like, I told you now, a Maise, which is before the Second World War. No, before the First World War. No. That was by Rabbi Kivi Eger Efshar. Nein. I myself did it, you know. I was the Julik, which put that door in his back, you know. No, you can't have something like this, also these days. You're just not moving. But when you are not moving only because you are not moving, and there's no loading inside, that's a very empty vessel, you know. It's a very vessel, but empty, you know. That's just ganz lady, yeah. No. No, we have to have a loaded head. Loaded means that there is a thought process going on. Today, when I ask a person, what are you thinking? He doesn't know how to answer. He doesn't know what to answer. What? Where are you holding? or when I say psoikli psukoch, the way it says, yeah, psoikli psukoch. he'll look at me bewildered and say, I'm not a Balkeira, you know. I didn't prepare Shkri Satira. And you even don't know what it means, you know. The Gemara there. Pshekli Psukach, you have to say, tell me, where are you holding? Yeah? But no, there was an Ishtar Kein Zach, nothing in the head, nothing is loaded, nothing there, nothing you turn around, there's nothing growing, nothing going on. So what do you want? You want to be concentrated on what? On what? So the Luft. Yeah? No, there has to be something going on in your head. Okay? So that is the concentration, which we speak about. That is the growing process. But you will see, when you do that, that's an uppermost fascinating thing. It's a fascinating thing. It's something which is thrilling, this growth of your of the ruchnis, yeah? And you see, your ruchnis will grow, will develop, will be different immediately. You can do that for 10 minutes, you can do that for 15 minutes, you can do that for 20 minutes in a short time. In a short time. But you have to work. So again, the best thing is perhaps when you go further on with the last week a little bit and go slowly over to this stage. It's the next stage. It's not an entirely different stage. It's only this natural development from exploring from an issue to building an issue. So that's a two different things. First you explore and then you build it. But you can build something in your head. And that's what I wanted to tell you. When you are concentrated, you can build a whole world within your head, but together with Kevod Rosh. Without Kevod Rosh, that doesn't go. And it could be in the first stage of your work, instead of this Kevod Rosh, which could be heavy, you go into a place where there's nothing there to distract you. Yeah? And there could also be. That could be a good idea for the beginning. But be'etzam, you don't need it. You can go out into the street and you are still holding by this that your machshava is building the whole time. Okay? Atkan. That's what I wanted to say this week. So next week won't be a vav. Yes, I'll be on the aeroplane. And then afterwards, 2 weeks, I'm gone. So I apologize. I can't be in two places at once. So the next three Thursday won't be a vav. I'll be in this Medina overseas, you know, in America, I'll be in San Francisco and in Chicago and in Ways of National Connection, somewhere where there's Santa Barbara is no minion there, and another place where there's also someone there on the campus which is off Rise for Development, the end of the world, you know. So I have to go there. I have to try to be mechazik these people. They do work. I try to mechazik them, so that takes a shvikul time. And then Mr. Hashem will come back and we go further on concentration when I'll be able to concentrate after America, you know. Could be that my concentration span falters when I will be in America. Could be. I don't know. Okay, I'll come.